Okay? Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Aleph in Maseches Nazir. Yesterday we started the fourth perek on daf Chaf Mabez. We continue the prakim about different Kabbalah's Nazirus, and we had the second perek back on daf Tes. We had the third perek on daf Tes Zayin. Other types of Kabbalah's for how long. And now we have Misha Amar, if you're becoming Nazir, and then your friend adds on Vani, Vani, all the cases. And if one is totally Naziris on another, which we'll talk more about today, if the earlier one in the chain has their Naziris Hutar, so then everyone afterwards falls away. So then we had a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. It was quoted at the end of the daf that we're going to spend a couple more minutes on. Rabbi Shlakish says that the only time, there are different ways of reading the Gemara, we're going to go with the way Tosas reads it, that Rabbi Shlakish's Shita, when he says on the second line of the Gemara, what does that mean? That all the Va'anis only work if they are Tokedei Dibur of the original statement of the Harini Nazir. So that's why only three Va'anis are going to work. If a fourth person tries to say Va'ani, I also want to be a Nazir, so then that's not going to work, that's too late. It's too late after the original statement. That's Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says, no, you have one more. You have four. Because you have right after Tokedei Dibur. It doesn't have to be within Tokedei Dibur, within the time period it takes to say, Rebbe, how you doing? Chas v'shalom, not like that. Shalom alecha, Rebbe, you mark. But not only do you have within, like Reish Lakish says, right afterwards, right after that time, you also have one more second. And therefore, there could be a fourth of Va'ani and not just three. A couple of points on Tokedei Dibur related to the daf. Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos on daf Yudches Mabez in the pages of the Rif writes, V'hanosi shalom l'rabo, ratzalomar, shemaktim lo shalom, ve'ein lo l'talmid l'haktim shalom l'rav, the Talmud should never say hello to a Rebbe. Ela kimishi yesh lo mora mimenu, ve'einu yachal l'haktim lo shum dibur me'rov ha'mora. You can never just start a conversation with your Rebbe. He's your Rebbe. He's supposed to start the conversation. V'chein amru. Also, we say in Shabbos, klumi ish eved shemaktim shalom l'rabo. Right? It's not, an eved says shalom to the master, a talmud to the Rebbe. Umasha amru baharbi makomos. That which it says all over Shas. K'dei she'elas shalom talmud l'rav. That which it says in our Gemara. Eino ratzalomar elakadei chazaras shalom talmud l'rav. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in all those places where it says k'dei she'el shalom, it means returning shalom, not giving shalom in the first place. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah, Yudches Mabez in the Daf Arif in Maseches Brachos. If you look at the Rambam, you don't get that impression. Read the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. The Rambam seems to say you're allowed to give shalom to your Rebbe, but just not in the regular, normal way. Says the Rambam, v'lo yitein shalom l'rabo, o yachzer lo shalom, either one. You can't give shalom or be machzer shalom. Kederech shenosnim harayim. How you doing? Give a pat on the back. That's not how you say hello to a rabbi. Umachzirin zelazeh. Ela shochel afanav yibend va'omer lo b'yir of a kavod shalom alecha rabbi. V'im nasan lo rabo shalom yachzer lo shalom alecha rabbi umori. The Rambam says clearly that you can even give shalom to your rabbi, but just got to do a b'derech kavod, b'yiderech yireh v'chavod, yireh v'chavod. And this translates into a machlokas l'chaber in the Ramah. If you look at Hilchas Talmud Torah, Hilchas Kvod Rabo, actually, in Yeridea, Shin Membez, Reish Membez, and Reish Membez Tez Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, Liti Shalom the Rabo, Liachsel Shalom Kedar Shar Ha'am, etc. And then the Ramah quotes, V'yesh Omrim De'ein Tamad L'shol B'shalom Rabo Klau. Shneimer quotes a pasuk based on Yerushalmi, but that is translated to be a machlokas machab in the Ramah. I think in our day and age, one has to know exactly what the context is. One has to do a b'derek kavod, but I think many hold like the Rambam that one can't say it, but it just has to be b'derek kavod and yira. B'derek kavod and yira. If you remember back when we discussed Tokedei Dibur back in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin, that was where we spent a lot of time on it. Remember, there was a machlokas rishonim whether this whole din of Tokedei Dibur was a din to Oraisa or a din to Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam had the Chiddush, the Ran quoted it there in Nedarim Pei Zayin, that the entire Tokedei Dibur was a din to Rabbanan. Why? Because Chazal saw that people would be in the marketplace, they'd be making a deal, and all of a sudden, right when they're about to close the deal, or right after they're going to close the deal, the Rebbe would walk by, and they'd have to say hello to the Rebbe. And if they wouldn't say hello to the Rebbe, they'd continue to finish the deal, then they'd be pogay in the covet of the Rebbe. So that's why Chazal said there's a din to Rabbanan, takana to Rabbanan of Tokedei Dibur. And that's not considered a break. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita quoted there in the Ran. That's the reason for the takana, and once they made this rule, then it applies outside of this context as well. Many Rishonim argue, many Rishonim. The Ran there says, V'lo nichali, v'chi bezin masin lakar davar min ha-Torah, b'kum ba'asei ben adarim, bezin could be okar davar min ha-Torah, to midaraisa, the sale is one way, and then midarabanan, we give you extra time? How is bezin allowed to do that? So the Ran and many others say, no, tog the dibur is a din daraisa. Especially, you look at that Gemara. We say that Gemara in Adarim is crucial to understanding Toka de Dibur. Because what was that Gemara about? That wasn't just about what's called a Zuchus Chazara, where you have time to retract. But what was that Gemara about? That was about Kriya. Somebody hears that about a Niftar, they thought their father died, then they do Kriya, then when they Toka de Dibur, they hear that their brother died, their son died. So the Kriya works! The Kriya works! You did the Kriya beforehand! So we mentioned, A, that Gemara sounds like it's a Dinda Raisa, and B, that Gemara is a big riot to what the Achronim discussed, that Toka de Dibur is not just a din d'rabban, is not just a din of Zuchus Chazara, you have a chance to retract, but it's how Rav Shimon Shkup explained it, what we saw then, and others, that Toka de Dibur means that we measure time in increments of Toka de Dibur. It's not just a Zuchus Chazara. But how do you measure time? You can measure it in seconds, you can measure it in milliseconds, you can measure it in minutes, you can measure it in Toka de Diburs. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umoris. So that Gemara seems to say that, because what is a Kriya before the Shmia? How can that work? Nothing to do with this Chus Chazara. So that's how Rav Shimon Shkup and others explain that Toka de Dibur really is time measured in those amounts of increments. Just two points that we did not mention when we did that Gemara in Nedarim. Eves Medrash Below Chiddush. So even when you're spending time on Toka de Dibur, you have to say something new. Two points. Number one is a question of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was asked on our Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says the whole sugi is the whole din is Durabanan, like our Gemara. Toka de Dibur is Durabanan. So says Rabbeinu Tam, what happened here? Really, midaraisa, there's no such thing as Toka de Dibur. So all the Va'anis should not work. These three people should not be Nazirim, daraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because time is finished. Midarabanan, we say that they're Nazirim, and they're allowed to bring Karbanas to the Azara? The question we asked the Chasam Sofer in Evan HaEzer, Simin Sadek Zion. How could they bring their Kabbanas of Nazirus? Midaraisa, they're not Nazirus. Midarabanan, they're Nazirus. How could that work? And they're allowed to bring their Kabbanas. Okay, you don't want to drink wine? Fine. Do whatever you want. You don't want to get a haircut? Good. But Kabbanas? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole thing is Durabanan, so how could we allow them to bring the Kabbanas? Says the Chasam Sofer. Quoting that question, Kiva de Benatora Lavki Dibur Dami Ech Yaakov Rosho. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot. Not only the Karbanas, cutting your hair. You're allowed to shave off your whole head. You're allowed to cut your payas. How can we cut your payas? Right? If you're not a Nazir Daraisa. V'yayisichun Lazara V'yoch Lukon and Malika Sa'of. Omer Ani says the Chazab Sabar Halokasha. De Kiva de Rabbanan Amru Shiyehe Hatfasa V'yeh Haloshan Losha de Zirus Harehu Nazir Daraisa V'loke Al Kol Lavi Nazir. In other words, the Chasam Sofer is being machalic between the mechanism and the result of something. Says the Chasam Sofer, sometimes you can have a mechanism that's Durabanan, but still that can achieve a Chalos Daraisa. You can have a mechanism Durabanan. Right here, then, is the way that he became a Nazir is Durabanan, in Achinami, 100%, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the result can be Daraisa. He doesn't quote it, but I'll give two examples. Where else do you see this? You can have a mechanism Durabanan, and a result daraisa. There are some Rishonim that hold, we discussed this all the way back at the beginning of Ksubis, that Kiddushei Kesef are Durabanan. Getting married through Shtar and Bia, that's daraisa. Getting married through Kesef is Durabanan, some say. Question what the Rambam Sheet is, but there is a minority of Poskim that's Durabanan. So let's think for a second. So they're midaraisa, she's not an Ashes Ish, but midarabanan, they're allowed to live together? Of course not. Even if you say that the Kiddushei Kesef is Durabanan, we still would say the mechanism is Durabanan. But the result achieved for sure is Daraisa. Another example. So the Chasam Sofer says it here by Naziris. Some Rishonim say it at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. And one other example. Rov Rishon, this a kinyan that we discussed in the past, kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin, we just did it last night by selling the chametz. You pick up the pen, you pick up the handkerchief. Kinyan chalipin. The source of kinyan chalipin is where? Where's the source of kinyan chalipin? It's a pasuk in Rus. Pasuk in Rus, shlafish, nalo, pasuk in Rus. Rov Rishonim say, so what? That the Makar is a Pasuk in Rus, it's still a Kinyan Daraisa. Rov Rishonim say it's a Kinyan Daraisa. The Pasuk in Rus is a Svachta, it's a hint, but really it's a Kinyan Daraisa. There's a Shita of the Radvaz. It's a Das Yachid. The Radvaz says in a Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Kuf Gimel. The Radvaz says, Kinyan Chaliban is a Din Darabanan. It's a Kinyan Darabanan. But the Radvaz says, you know what? You could have a mechanism Darabanan, but a result Daraisa. The chalipa can achieve what every kid is only yours. I sell you something through chalipa. It's only yours, Rabbanan. Midaraisa is mine. I can be makdish it. Of course not. It's yours. Even if you want to say, Mo Rovi should have said chalipa, the mechanism is also Daraisa. But at least according to the Radvaz, says the Radvaz, V'chei kol kinyin suder, mashmali to be the Rabbanan who, when we throw us chalipa. V'chei kol kinyin besuder, haim, b'kofen alayim, but you still force based on kinyin suder. El agedra adavar, ki kol advar, mashu tiknu Rabbanan, levi kinyin, isluhu dina daraisa. V'yasmachzu nosim nosnim, v'nei ha'olam, v'lo garmi minag. So those are three examples that we have where you can have a mechanism in halacha that's derabanan with a result that's daraisa. The Chasam Sofer and Simin Sadek Zayin and Eved Ezer about our Gemara. Number two is the Radvaz. That was the third one we said, Chalipin. And the other one we mentioned was Kinyan Kiddushe Kesef, according to some Rishonim, achieving results deoraisa. Okay, there's more here, but we will continue. Good. Says the Gemara, so we're up to the top. Tanya Nami Hachi. Tanya Nami Hachi. The Tosefta says, who are we supporting here? Again, Machlokas, exactly how to read this whole Gemara. We're going to go with Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hachi means we're trying to bring a raya to Reish Lakish. See the top Tosfos? To Reish Lakish. What was Reish Lakish? We had a Machlokas previously. Do we allow three anis or four anis? That's the Machlokas. Meaning within Toka de Dibur, or even right after Toka de Dibur. Reish Lakish held within Toka de Dibur, that's what we're going to prove. Tani Nami Hachi, Misha Amar Haredi Nazir, Vishama Chaveiro. Right, the parallel case in the Tosefta to our Mishnah. Somebody says Haredi Nazir, and his friend hears, Vishaha Kedei Dibur. And he waited Kedei Dibur. V'amar Va'ani. And then he says Va'ani, right after Kedei Dibur. What's the halacha? Hu Asr V'chaveiro Boter. That the guy who says Va'ani is not a Nazir. So you see, like Reish Lakish, meaning you have to do it within Toka de Dibur. Right after Toka de Dibur is not good enough. Not good enough. So that's the Tanya Nami Hachi proof. V'kama k'dei Dibur, k'dei she'en l'shalom, talmid l'rav. Oh, so by the way, the language of all these Gemara sounds like the Rambam over Rabbeinu Yonah. You know, k'dei she'en l'shalom, it doesn't sound like k'dei chazara shalom. So it's just the pshitus of the Lashon sounds more like the Rambam than like Rabbeinu Yonah. Lema Messiah le. Let's try to bring a proof. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that right after the Ibailu in a minute. Your question. Lema Messiah le. Let's try to bring a proof. So again, I don't know if this is another example of Lishna Denazim Mishuna, because first we say Tanya Nami Hachi, and now we're saying Lema Messiah le. Either way, it's a little different. Let's try to bring a siyua from our Mishnah. Misha Maharini Nazir. Visha Machadero Va'amar Va'ani Va'ani. Our Mishnah has two anis listed. So is it Visulo? Isn't that a riot to Reish Lakish? So it says, so, 1 minute. Reish Lakish says 3, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says 4. How could our Mishnah bring a riot that our Mishnah says 2? So what's the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean? So we have to read Tosfos. It says Tosfos, look right across from where we are in Tosfos, about the 5th skinny line. V'yim Tomar, l'rishim melakish nami, nisti v'ani v'ani shalosh pamim. What do you mean? How is 2 a riot to either of them? Reish Lakish says you can have 3 anis. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says you can have 4 anis. The Mishnah says you can have 2 anis. So what's the Gemara bringing a raya? V'yishlamer d'hachik amar. This is what the raya is. Bish the mother shem ben lakish lo itzricha leila misti ala beis pa'amim va'ani la'ashmina d'gam hashin and itfas marisha and shudoka de dibur. According to Reish Lakish, I understand why only 2 would be listed. Why? Because there's no difference between 2 and 3. The second ani and the third ani are both within Toka de dibur. So according to Reish Lakish, I understand why the Mishnah doesn't have to say 3. Because 2 and 3 is the same. They're both within Toka de Dibur. V'yavagav de'emsoi mafzik b'dibur o'bein rishon l'shlishi. And even though if you'd have 3 anis, there'd be the second ani is mafzik between the third ani and the original statement. Doesn't matter. They're both within Toka de Dibur. So that's why the Mishnah fits in very well to Reish Lakish. The fact that it said 2 and 3 doesn't make a difference. That's why 2 fits in. V'odid de'gam ha'shlishi she'yomar v'ani yadfiz b'rishon. De'ein, look at this line. De'ein shum svara l'chalek bein sheni l'shlishi. According to Reish Lakish, there's no reason to be mechalek between 2 and 3. Sheshneim omdim toka de dibur. But this is the kasha. Avol Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who says you're allowed 4 anis, then the Mishnah should have said it. There's a big difference between 2 and 3 versus 4. 2 and 3 are within Tokdei Dibur. 4 is right after Tokdei Dibur. So according to Yudin Asiya, the Mishnah should have said an extra one. Should have said 4. Haraya, it's a raya to Reish Lakish. E, Isa, the Ravi, Nami Nitvas Barishon, Listeni, to Havadi Chidishu. Fourth Ani would definitely be a Chidish. So that's the Messiah, according to Reish Lakish. Our Mishnah says 2, but not Dafka 2, 2 or 3, there's no difference. So according to Reish Lakish, it fits in, even though he says you're allowed 3, 2 or 3 doesn't make a difference, so the Mishnah fits in according to Reish Lakish. According to Yudin Asiya, if it's true that you're allowed 4 Anis, the Mishnah should have said it. Isn't our Mishnah then a raya to Reish Lakish? Answers the Gemara, no. Tanaki Ruchla Lechshav Elezel? Is the Mishnah like a peddler that lists off every one of his wares? Meaning the Mishnah a lot of times could be understood as a dot, dot, dot. The Mishnah doesn't have to have every specific case. So it says two anis, you know, it means more. Lav dafka, it's a raya. So says the Gemara, so if it's lav dafka, v'lis nichad, v'lis minin hani. So just say one. If the Mishnah is just like saying dot, 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 so then just say one v'ani. What do you even need two anis for? The Gemara says, Hachanami, you're right, the Mishnah could have just said one ani, but, Mishnah Dektani Seifa, Hutar Harishon, Hutru Kulon, since the second half of the Mishnah wants to give a case of a chain, a few people, that if the first one is gotten rid of, they're all gotten rid of, if the last one's gotten rid of, then they're all stand, that's why it says the case of, it gives two anis. Again, Mishum Diktani Seifa, Hutra Harishon, Hutra Kulon, Hutra Ha'achron, Ha'achron, Mutav, Kulon Asurin, since the Seifa wants to give that case, so it must be that there are more than two people involved. Umishum Hachik Tani, Va'ani, Va'ani. That's why it says both Va'anis, but don't be Medayik like either Reish Lakish or Reb Yehuda Nasiya. Okay. Hibai Lohu. Now we get to your question from before, which might have been this might have bothered some of you yesterday when we originally did this Machlokas. Chad b'chavri mitzvus, o dilma b'kama mitzvusi. When a person says va'ani, is he really latching on to the original person who said hareini nazir? Or is he latching on to the previous person who said va'ani right before him? When a person says, and me, the fourth one. So, who is he connecting to? Is he connecting to the previous person or is he connecting to the original person? Right, we've had in the past people connecting to other people's statements. We had, if you remember back, in Nedarim on Daf Chav Vav Amabez, we quoted the Sharm Tzion Balacha there, who quoted two fascinating cases. Number one, he quoted, what happens if somebody in shul makes a pledge? There's an appeal, and the guy in shul says, I give $1,000. And then the guy next to him says, I give like him. Peer pressure, that's the whole point of a public appeal, to get the peer pressure going. And the other guy says, I match him. And then later that week, the original guy reneges. Does everybody else, are they mechuyev in the staka? Because they were told it on him. What if the original guy didn't do it in the first place? L'shem Shemayim. He did it totally as a fake. The last daf in the second parak of Sukkah says that one of the people who are machr of the olam that bring terrible problems is somebody who, I forgot the language of the Gemara, somebody who announces staka. Sorry? It's okay. You want to get it? Yeah, just one line in Sukkah. Somebody who announces and doesn't give. And the Marsha there says, on Daf Chav Tes and Masech HaSukkah, last Daf right before Lulav HaGazel, last Amud, right before Lulav HaGazel, is somebody who, just read it to you, Sukkah Chav Tes and Mabez, right before the Perek, says the Gemara, Ve'al Sheh Poskin Staka Barabim Ve'enam Nosnim, says the Marsha. Marshal here, even those people who want to inspire others to give staka, but if they don't mean it, they just announce, I'm going to give, but they don't have any intention to give, that's terrible. It's a trick. But the Rosh Hashanah Balacha here quotes, halachically do they have to give? Because they were told a zubazu, like our Gemara. Or the other question, he doesn't give any answers. He just says, Vasvar noted that they don't have to give. He says, logic would dictate, you don't quote any Makoros. Or he quotes the other one, he says, let's say you have a psak din. A psak din, a certain rabbi gives a psak din, and another bunch of rabbis agree with him. Yes, I'll go along with his psak. And then the original guy changes his psak. Original Rav. So again, do the later psakim stands because they were told it on the original person? I'll say this as long as so-and-so agrees. So again, those are two examples that he gives where you're tola zebazeh. Anyway, so the Argamara asks, so when a person says va'ani, is he connecting to the previous person or to the original person? L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Like fusiva amesel. The nafkamina is, could you have 100 vianis? If you say, if you say you're just connected to the previous person, you could have 100 va'anis. So forget the machlokas from yesterday, 3 or 4. If you're connecting to the previous person, you could go forever. Because all you need is tokne dibur of the previous person. But if you say no, you're connecting to the original person, so then you can't have more than tokdei dibur. That's where the machlokas is, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Reish Lakish. So what exactly is the halacha? So we're going to have four tries. Four tries to bring a raya. The first three are going to be rejected. The fourth will be accepted. Number one, Tashma. Our Mishnah says only a specific number of anis, only two. And add in what Tosa said before, which is only three, maybe according to Reish Lakish. So you see there's a limit to how much the Mishnah says. So it must be Shema Mina B'Kamahu D'Mitvasi. It must be that you're connecting to the original person. Because if you say you're connecting to the previous person, list two Vavani, just list off 100 Vianis. So again, the Gemara says, what kind of raya is that? Tonic Yerucha Lechshav Elezel, the Mishnah should go, the Mishnah should spend 5 blot just saying Vani. How far do you want the Mishnah to go? The Mishnah lists off a couple. Felicity Chavash Min and Kulun. Again, why don't you just say one then? They're not going to go the whole way, just say one. So Isaac, Tani, Huter, Harishon, Hutra Kulan, Huter, Akron, Mutter, Vakulan, Asurin. Again, since the Sefer is going to have a case where we want to talk about a chain and the difference between being Matya, the first ones in the chain, and the later ones in the chain, that's why the Mishnah wanted to come up with a case with the number of people involved. That's why it has a couple of Anis and not just one. But really, there's no Raya either way. Okay, try number two. Tashma, Hutar Harishon, Hutar Kulon. The Mishnah says, let's think in that case now, the Seifa case. You have a couple of people that said Va'ani, and what does the Mishnah say? If the original person got a Heter, then they all got a Heter. Why did the Mishnah say that the original person got a Heter? Then they all got a Heter. Rishon Hudasharu. Maybe it's Mashma that only if the first one gets a Heter, then they all get a Heter. Ha'emtza'i lo. But if a middle person got a heter, then maybe the later people on the line do not have a heter. Shema mina b'kama mitvasin. And that would prove that they connect to the original person. Because let's say there are 10 people on the line. What if number 4 got a heter? So does number 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, do they have a heter? So maybe we're medayin for the Mishnah. No, they don't have a heter. Because the Mishnah Dafka says if the original person got a heter, maybe mashma that if anybody else earlier on the chain in front of them got a heter, it doesn't work. Raya that they're matvis bakama. So Gemara again says no. Emalachala olam chad machaber mitvis. Maybe really it could be the other way that each person is machaber himself and matvis on the previous person. Vihadi deboy the misti hutra kulan. But since the Mishnah wanted to come up with a case where they all have a heter, that's why it gives this case. Ditana emsoi, because if it would have said in a middle one, ika rishon delo mystery, then the people earlier on the chain would not have a heter, mishamachik tani rishon. Again, there's a reason why it says this case, but don't be medayik from it to prove our question. So again, no raya. Try number three. Tashma, try number three. Huter ha'achron, ha'achron, mutter v'kulan asurin. The Sefer, the Mishnah says that if everybody says Vani, if the last one is taken off, so then only the last one is taken off. If the Achron is Mutter, if the last Vani person gets a Heter, then only he has a Heter and everybody else is still Aser. So the Gemara says, there's a question about the Girsa here, De lo Ika Achrina Basrei. The Mishnah specifically gives a case, why is only the last one have a Heter? Why does only the last one have a Heter? Because there's nobody after him. Aval emsa'i, dikachrina basrei mishtari. Mashma though, that if there would be somebody after him, he wouldn't be the last one on the chain, that if he gets a heter, everybody after him would also get a heter. Shma mina chad b'chavri mitzvahs. So doesn't that prove the other way? That each person connects to the previous person on the line. So the Gemara says no. La'olam e'malacha b'kama mitzvahsin. Maybe really, you go back to the original person. Umay achron. Again, all these upschlags, all these disproofs of a raya, it's not muchrach, either way. All the Gemara has to do when the Gemara knocks out a raya is to say it could be this way, it could be that way. The Gemara doesn't have to prove it as, without a shadow of a doubt, it has to be this way. All it has to say is you could do say this way or that way, and therefore without a proof. That's all the Gemara is doing here. That there are two possibilities, so therefore there's no raya. So Gemara again here says, there's no raya. Maybe really become a mitvasin. A person connects to the original person. Oh, my achron diktoi. And what does the Mishnah mean when it says if the achron has a heter, then only the achron has a heter? Emtsoi. Maybe achron means middle. And the Mishnah is saying, even if the middle person has a heter, nobody else after him has a heter, because they all connect to the original person. Who says Achron means last? Achron might mean later one. Va'aydit, it's on a Rishon Tana Achron, but once it says Rishon in the Mishnah, it also says Achron, period. Says the Rishash, where's the source of this idea that Achron doesn't have to mean last? Pasukin Vayishlach. Ves Leia Viladeha Achronim, Ves Racha Viladeha Achronim. Right, it says Achron meaning next, after the original ones. So you see Achron there does not mean literally Achron, it means a later one. That's what Achron can mean, or last up till there, one could say. But it doesn't have to mean Acharon, Acharon, Chaviv. Maybe a double Achron can mean real Achron, but here it doesn't. The Rishash also knows that there's a Mishnah in Gittin. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. Actually, we'll leave that though, if we have time to come back to it. There is though a tshuva I wanted to mention, which we have mentioned in the past, and that's a question that the Ur Sameach had. The Ur Sameach had a question. This has to do with what the word Achron means. In Hilchas Tefillah, it's printed. Hilchas Tefillah, it's not in any tshuvas. In the Hilchas Tefillah. Sh'nish'alti b'shas Tav Reish Mem Gimel. I had a question in the year Tav Reish Mem Gimel, 1883. This was the Shaila. It was Parsha Shkolim B'Rosh Chodesh V'Hayasiyim HaSefer. It was Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Parsha Shkolim. So three Sifrei, En Chazak. So a three Sifrei Torah. Pekudei, right? You're going to have Chazak, and you're going to have Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to have Shkolim. So what are the Elias? Let's think about this. So Shishi, you're going to go straight through to Chazak. Shvi'i is going to be Rosh Chodesh laning, and Maftir is going to be Shkolim. That was meant to be. The problem was that in the town of the Earth, the question came to Ur Sameach that there was somebody who bought Chazaks for the year. Somebody bought all five Chazaks for the year. And there was another person that bought the Aliyah before Achron for the year. Usually it's not a problem, because Chazak is Achron. Chazak is the last Aliyah. And but this year, this shul, somebody bought the Chazaks and somebody bought the Aliyah before Achron. There's a problem, because here Chazak is the Aliyah before Achron. Problem. So you're the Ur Sameach. So you have the Shaila. What do you do? You're like, where do you look? I don't think he had all the cheat books that we have, Bizman Hazeh. Even with all the cheat books, you know, working backwards, all the Likutim. Where do we find an answer to the Shaila? Yeah.
Why would somebody buy the Aliyah before Achron? It must be.
Why would he buy the Aliyah before Achron? Because maybe he's a non-of, or maybe he knows other people would want Achron.
No, so the point is, whatever toil there is in that, whatever that is, would be the same thing as the Aliyah before Chazak.
I'm not sure. Is it the same? Is the Aliyah before Achron the same as the Aliyah before Chazak, which would be two from the end?
Achron is Shkolim.
What? No, Maftir is Shkolim. Maftir is Shkolim. Achron is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and Shishi is going to be Chazak. So says the Ur Sameach, the Achron Korim B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, B'nimka B'Shana Zuha Echa, L'Fnei Achron, L'Sh Echa, L'Kol Shavzos HaShana, V'Siyum Ha'Masrom L'Sh Acher. Im Kain, who gets it? So first says the Ur Sameach, which is amazing, L'Chara, who didn't Mevor B'Choshim Mishpat, it's Mevor Shulchan Aruch. Mefor Shulchan Aruch, where's the Mefor Shulchan Aruch about this? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. Rabbi Ma'yoshim Malsaf Salachar Beis Haknesses in Simon Kuf Ayin Hey Ayin Aleph. If you have 10 people sitting on a row in shul, 10 people sitting on a row in shul on a bench. V'ha'yoshiv Rosh Rotsa Lohosavod Malkam Echad Eitzam Akomo, and the guy in the end has a little boy who's finally able to sit in shul, so he wants to put another chair on the end of the aisle for his kid. He wants to do that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, everybody else on the bench is allowed to be mochet to say, no, I'm only one from the end now, and if you put a chair there, I'm going to be two from the end, so you can't put a chair there. So the Shulchan Aruch says. So here too, says the Ur Sameach, l'chor, the guy could complain. I'm only one from the end, and now you're making me two from the end. I'm not going to stand for it. So after another couple of paragraphs, he ends up by saying, so what do you think he does? He ends up by saying what Menachem alluded to before, even though it wasn't Pashit, and that is, he gave the Chazak person Chazak. Why didn't they think about this Simchas Torah? I guess they couldn't figure it out. They gave the Chazak person Chazak, and he gave the Achron person the Aliyah before Chazak. Why? Because it's still the Aliyah before Achron in this Sefer. So Achron doesn't have to mean literally Achron, the end, but Achron could mean relative. the Aliyah before Achrot in this Sefer. So he's Yotzei and he's Yotzei, because says the Arsamech, the other way, one person's vada going to lose. If you give the Aliyah before, if you give the Aliyah before Achron to Chazak, then the Chazak person gets nothing. At least this way, both people get something. The Chazak person gets Chazak, and the Aliyah before Achron, at least in this Sefer. That's another example where you see, like our Gemara, Achron doesn't literally mean Achron always. It could mean the later, not the last. Okay? Like the, also the Yerushalmi Siyata Balacha here quotes the Pasuk in Navi, where the Bayis Sheni is referred to the Bayis Achron. Covered Bayis Achron, Yosef and Arishon. And we know Achron, some anti-believers use that Pasuk to say that there's not going to be a Bayis Shlishi, Chas V'Shalom. But we say, no, Achron means the later one, doesn't mean the last one. Okay. Baiter. So Tashma, we're up to the fourth try. Again, does a person who say Va'ani connect to the previous person on the line or the original person on the line? So Tashma, Ditanya, the Brisa says, Ditanya Behedya, Huta Harishon Hutra Kulon. There's a Brisa that says Mefurish. If the first one gets a heter, they're all heter, matered. Huter ha'achron, achron mutter v'kulon asur. And if the last one gets a heter, then the achron is mutter and all the early ones are asur. Huter emsoi. What if a middle person gets a heter? Hemenu lamata mutter, hemenu lamala aser. The previous ones are mutter, and the later ones are aser. Shma mina, so it's mefurish. Chad b'chavri mitfish shma mina. So it's mefurish that a person is matfis in the prior person, and therefore, if this is true, so then you don't have any problem with the tokte dibers, as we had the machlokas before. You can have 100 of them, if this is the maskana that the Gemara has. It is a question I saw in the, quoted by some achronim, why this is quoted as a ditanya. Why this quoted as a Tanya, it's a Mishnah. Even though you don't always have, sometimes the Tanyas are a Mishnah, but number one, why it's quoted from the Chidushei Trumas Hadeshen. Not sure what that is. The Chidushei Trumas Hadeshen. So he quotes, M.K. Kasha, Loma Kasva Gemara Blashin Tanya, this is a Mishnah Beferish in Mesechus Adarim. It's a Mishnah Adarim on Daf Samach Vav. Question number two, why didn't we just bring that? This is a general question, a Shas question. Why didn't the Gemara just go straight to this one? If they knew this was the Raya, so you could always ask that. That we could learn messages from the previous sources. But again, this is, some say maybe this really, if you look at that Gemara Mishnah in Nedarim, some Rishonim don't have this as part of the Girsa in the, of the Mishnah. Maybe it's a Brisa connected to the Mishnah. So it's not Mefurish that it's part of the Mishnah, so therefore the Tanya is not a problem here. Even if you want to say that usually the Tanya is solely used for Brisas. Okay, says the Mishnah. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. We had the Lashon yesterday. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir, and the other person says, my mouth is like his mouth. My hair is like his hair. So the Mishnah says, that works. That works. Says the Gemara, Mishum to Amar pi kapiv visari kisaro, hari Nazir? That works. Why should that work? Viraminu. But we have a Tosefta which says, Yodai Nazira, Viragli Nazira, lo Amar klum. If I say, my hands should be a Nazir. My foot should be a Nazir. It's meaningless. It's meaningless what I say. Because what does Nazir have to do with a hand or a foot? And also, that's not a limb that I need to live. Roshi Nazira, Kvedi Nazira, if I say my head is a Nazir, or my liver is a Nazir, I raise a Nazir. Then you are a Nazir. Why is that? Klal, Darvash Neshama Tuliba, I raise a Nazir. Only the something that the Neshama is Tully on makes you a Nazir. That's like saying me. But if you just say me, referring to a part of the body that is not crucial, like your hair. There are some people that live without hair, right? So then how can, why should the Mishnah say Sari Kisaro Hariz a Nazir? Don't we have a brisa that says it has to be a Davar Shana Shama Tuliyabo? This is similar to this type of chilik of dependent on something that's crucial to live or not, we have in other places as well. There's a Mishnah in Mesechas Erechin on Dav Chaf, which says, let's say I want to give the Erechins, or the end of Parshas B'chukosai, right? I want to give the Erech of somebody to the Beis HaMikdash. So what if I say, the Erech of your hair, Alai? So I don't have to give the Erech of you, because your hair is not mahuti to you. If I say, the Erech of your heart, Alai, then that's your whole you, because that's something that's the Davar Shana Shama Tuliyabo. You say it by Tzmura also you have it. If I have it by a number of examples where there's a chilek between something that is crucial and the Neshama is dependent on versus what the Neshama is not dependent on. Oh, I just thought of the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos, right? The Chafetz Chaim has two Hakdamas in the Mishnah Berurah. He has one to the Mishnah Berurah general Hakdama, and he has one to Chela Gimel. So in the Hakdama to Chela Gimel, he quotes regarding the importance of Hilcha Shabbos compared to other areas of Halacha. He says makes three points. He says, number one, where do you see the importance of Hilcha Shabbos? Number one, he says, because if you're a mumer to any other area of Halacha, you're not a mumer l'chala tzara kula. Let's say I don't believe in shatness. I'm a mumer l'shatness. I'm going to wear shatness. So I'm still kosher in other areas. I can't be trusted in shatness. But if I'm a mumar, and that applies to other areas, any avera, mumar l'shabbos is a mumar l'chala Torah kula. Because Shabbos is a defining feature of a person. Shabbos, maybe Yom Kippur and Avodah Zarah. Those are the only ones. A. Then he says, where else do you see the godless of Shabbos? Chumras ha'onesh. Shabbos gets the most extreme punishment out of any avera. Skila. Nothing greater than skila. Number two. And then he says number three, what's shaykh to us now. Number three says, the Chavetz Chaim, al pi nistar, al pi kabbalah. We know that every mitzvah and every avera is connected to a different part of our body. A different limb, a different gid, a different etzem, different part of our body. Some are parallel to quote-unquote less important parts of our body, and some are parallel to more important parts of our body. And La'asa Lavo says the Chavetz Chaim, quoting other sources, we are going to have Tchiyas HaMesim, and all the parts of our body that were supported by those mitzvahs during our lifetime, those are going to be strong. La'asa Lavo. And the ones that weren't supported so much are not going to be so strong. So says the Chavetz Chaim. We have to make sure, for sure, that we do the mitzvahs that support parts of our body that we need to live. Relates to this Gemara. For example, Shabbos, he says, Shabbos is like the heart. Shabbos is like the lungs. That's mahuti. That's other mitzvahs you can say. We can't be done mitzvah kala kavach. We have to think of every mitzvah kala kavach hamura. Right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. But in order to emphasize Shabbos, and you know, there are different levels a little bit, so says the Chafetz Chaim that you have to make sure Shabbos, because Shabbos is a davar shanashem tzluyabo, right? Like this case over here. So back to the question of the Gemara. How can our Mishnah say that if I say my hair is like his hair, I'm a nazir, hair is not something that the neshama is tali on? So Amar Yehuda, Damar Hachi, no. This is what he said. Ye ase pi kapiv miyayin, visari kisaro milaguz. What does that mean? Machlokas mafari shintosus. The mafari says that you actually said these words. You added in wine and cutting your hair. So it's mefurish that you're accepting the zeris. That's what the Mefari says on the third line. To hold the pirei shachi. You explicated this. That's why it's different. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos gives a different shot. This is Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, why our case is different? Because here, you're not just saying it out of the blue. You're connecting it to someone else who said a real acceptance of Naziris. Says the Baran Tosis, Damar Pi Kabiv Dat Miayin, B'Mastis and Shaini, Ho V'Shama Chavir Shanadar, you heard your friend that just became a Nazir, Vadek Amar Hachi, you definitely mean this. Definitely mean this. It's not just out of the blue where you're saying, my hand should be a Nazir. Then there's no real Kabbalah of Naziris that you're latching onto. But if your friend was really Kabbalah Naziris, and you're latching onto that, then of course it's going to work. Even by something that Neshama is not Talia. Okay. Two dots. As we had yesterday in the Mishnah, a woman says, I'm a Nazir. The husband says, so am I. The Mishnah says he cannot be made for it. So we already alluded to this Gemara yesterday, but now we're going to see it inside. Baal maker akar odilma makers guys. We know that when a chacham is mater neder, he's oker it meikaro, as if it never existed. What about a husband? When a husband is mefer his wife's nedarim, is that he uproots it and is as if it never happened, or he just cuts it now, but it's been in existence up until now? L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? L'may nafkamina, le'isha shenadra b'nazir. For this case, for a woman who becomes a nazira, v'shama chaver tavamer v'ani, and her friend says v'ani, v'shama baila shal rishon v'hei for law, and then the husband of the first wife is mefer. Right, so again, what happened? Sarah says, I'm a nazira. Rivka says, me too, v'ani. And then Sarah's husband gets rid of Sarah's Azira. So then, is Rivka a Nazir? Because she was Tolid on Sarah's, but Sarah's doesn't exist anymore. Did it exist or not? That's the Shiloh. E Amrit Meka Akar, if you say the husband uprooted totally, Hahinami Ishtri, then Rivka's also out of her Naziris. The E Amrit Meka's guy is, but if you say no, it did exist at the time, but now he's just cutting it and stopping, so E Ishtri, Chaverta Asira. Then the wife herself would be Mutter, but her friend would still be Asir. Tosis quotes two other nafkaminas. Two other nafkaminas is, what if she drank wine? What if she drank wine and then the husband is ochre? If she drank wine, the mazin, is she going to get malchus? Right? Or if she became tame, does she break her karbanis? So those are two other examples Tosis says the Gemara could have given. So Toshma, let's try to prove it. Toshma, from our Mishnah. Harin Nazira v'shama bayla v'amar amen. Right? The woman says, I'm a Nazira, and her husband hears and says, va'ani, in yachal avri, can't be made for it. So why not? Why can the husband be made for it? V'yisla gadada ba'al meikas gayas, What are we assuming? That the only reason a Baal might not be able to be made for it is because why? According to Tosfos, because if he's made for his wife's nether, then his nether is going to fall away. His nether is going to fall away because he was tolling on his wife's. And a person can never get rid of his own nazirus. A person can never get rid of his own nazirus. Even though Tosfos points out it's indirect, but still you can't get rid of your own nazirus. So, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, Vizagadada make his guy is, Baal make his guy is, and if you say a husband just cuts it, lay for lish, dova hu litzar, then there's no problem. Because his wife doesn't exist anymore, but his still exists, so why shouldn't he be able to be made for it? El lav shma mino, Baal maker akar, it must be that it's wrong. It must be the Baal totally uproots it, and if he totally uproots it, then his is going to fall away too, and that's why he can't be made for it. Because he's going to be end up being made for his own nether. So Gemara says, no, la'olam megas guys. Really, the Baal, there's no raya, maybe the Baal cuts it. Ubedinhu delay for la, and really, he should be able to be made for hers, because his is still going to exist. But behind the time of the Lamasi made for, you know why? He cannot be made for it. Kivan to Omer la va'ani, kaman to Omer kayim lechidami. No, because the second he says va'ani, that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum. It's not that we're worried that something he's going to do is going to be, he can't be made for anymore. That, if he says va'ani, he's already giving his credence that I'm happy with what you said. So therefore, only if he's shoel on his hakama, can he then be made for it. But if not, he cannot be made for it. Period. So that raya didn't work. So we go to try to do raya number two. So raya number two, and then I'll mention the Mishnah Lamelech. Tashma ha'isha shenaja b'nazir. Right, we had this in the Dar. A woman says to be she's going to be a nazira. Ve'hifrishes behemta. She was even mafrisher karbanas. Ve'achra achaver labayla. And then the Baal was made for it. She has these karbanas here that she already designated, and now the Baal was made for the nether. What's the halacha? So imshalo ha'isa behema. If the animals were his, teitziv et rebeider. Then she had no right to do it in the first place. So therefore, then they go back to the herd. V'im shalah isa behema. But if they were hers, meaning she somehow got nechasim that he didn't have control over, so then, hachatas tamus. There are a couple of karbanas here. There's a shlamim, there's an asham, depending if it's tumah or tara. Let's assume it was a nazira tara. So she has a shlamim, she has an ola, so those could be given as nedavas. What about the chatas? So the chatas has to die. The chatas has to die. Why did the chatas have to die? Because she's not a nazira anymore, but still it was designated as a chatas, and you can't get out of that, the Rishonim explained. The chetz of the carbon still has the chatas, but she can't give it, because she's not mechuyavis in it anymore. So that's what the Brisa says. So says the Gemara, v'isa agada the Baal maker akar, but 1 minute, if the Baal totally uproots it in the first place, tepet lechulin, that even the chatas should be uprooted, because it's as if she never was a nazira in the first place. El lav shvamina Baal maker's gaius. So doesn't this prove that the husband cuts it, and she wasn't a zira at the time. So the Gemara says, no, again, no raya. La'ola me'melucha Baal maker akar. Maybe the husband does uproot it. V'hainu taima. And this is the reason why the chata still has status. I just said this before by mistake. Kivan, the Bach takes out the low. Kivan, ditzricha kapara, since she still needs a kapara somewhat. Why? As we had back on Daf Yotes, when Menachem did this with you a couple days ago, because she was still mitzar herself from Yayin. If she wasn't a nazir, it's even worse. She didn't drink wine, so she still needs a kapara somewhat, so this still is labeled as a chatos. V'havik a chatos shemesu ba'aleha, so it's like one of the five chatos that have to die, one of them being the chatos that the owner died, v'gemiri the chatos shemesu ba'aleha tamus. And we learned that one of the five chatos mesos, a chatos that the owner dies, has to die, because you cannot give a chatos after the husband dies. Why not? Why not? So we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll start with this. The Mefarish says on the first wide line, Ein kapara lemesim. There's no kapara lemesim, says the Mefarish. So we're going to have to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about some halachas in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, where some poskim talk about giving tzedakah for a mace, and the mesim are nidon every year. What do you mean? There's no kapara for a mace. I thought based on this. And that's why you can't bring a chatas after the husband, after the owner dies. So we'll have to continue with that. We'll start with the Tashma tomorrow. Again, also we'll start with the Mishnah Lamelech tomorrow as well. Start with the Mishnah Lamelech and the Mefarshim on this. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tashma.